Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. I know you all miss me. I miss you all too, but I like you to talk back to me. Feel free to speak as I speak, and feel free to engage in whichever way you feel best. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious God, we come before you thanking you for this moment. Thanking you for this moment to hear what you have to say to us. We ask that your Holy Spirit come and swell in this place. That you, oh God, take control of my tongue. You, oh God, take control of my thoughts. You, oh God, take control of what I have prepared, that you may speak and the people hear. We ask this all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. So if you all would take a journey with me, put on your imagination caps, and let's hear a story. There was a people who had one language, who had one words that all mean the same. So they understood each other and did not have any difficulty. So I thought about this in my own life, in my own journey. And when I was growing up, there was a language, one words that I should understand. Talk like a boy, walk like a boy. These social norms embedded me, just like it embedded these people. So they went on a journey with this one language, with these social norms, and they came to a place. They said, oh, this is a wonderful place to build societal norms and make people conform to them. So they begin to build. Oh, you can't jump rope. You're a boy. Here's a G.I. Joe and not a Barbie doll. Hey, woman. What's your problem? Stay in your place. Stop talking out of line. Be quiet. Whoa. Something began to happen inside of me in that community. I began to change myself, to feel welcome, to feel a belonging. And I start conforming to society and not being myself and start building a false self that was just a camouflage of who I was. How many of you all have experienced something similar? Fitting into these social norms that build self-hate. How many of you all hold on to those social norms and don't create a space for those who don't look like you, but create systems like this ladder to keep building on something that is not real. And you can't keep it up by your preaching, by your teaching. By your parenting. And you get to a point where someone like me lost all respect for myself. I became depressed because I didn't really fit in, and I didn't believe who I was holy, and I'm not alone. There's so many people in this world that are just like me. And then when I started to come into myself, be honest with myself, I came into the LGBT community. Guess what? There was no place for me there. It was very white. It had its own social norms that I just didn't fit into. I didn't see myself in the letters, and I start conforming myself once again to fit in. And I still struggled to get up there. Fit in to the falsehood of social norms. They thought about it and they said, we want to make a name for ourselves. I wanted to make a name for myself. So other people can see me, but guess what? Me was all the way gone. But thank God that God came down from where God was, looked at what the people were doing, moved systems out of the way, and said, oh, you prideful people. Oh, you want to hold people bound to the oneness of lies? God said, I ain't having. God came and scattered the people, broke down the systems that they thought that they were building, and said, guess what? I'm going to put you in confusion. Oh, wait, you can't hear me? What? You don't understand me? What's going on? And we walked in that for thousands and thousands of years, built communities and scattered in different places. But then one day, Jesus was born. And Jesus came to preach the good news that we are all children of God. And Jesus died. But before Jesus died, he met with his followers and said, wait in Jerusalem, for I will send you a helper, a comforter. So as they were waiting in Jerusalem, of many different languages in one place, Holy Spirit saw fit to come down. And out of the diversity that Holy Spirit made in the beginning, Holy Spirit gave voice that everyone could hear exactly what was saying in their own language. Something miraculous happened that day. That I was seen, you were seen, you were heard. And you were brought to the table. So, today, I implore you to think about your life and where you do not hear the one that you do not understand. And remember, Pentecost, that there is a helper to help you bring yourself in check, not help them, but help you bring yourself in check that you may hear the other. That you may bring the other to the places where they need to stand in front and be heard. Not you take their story and tell it yourself, but you bring them to the place where they need to speak and be seen and heard. Think about that. Think about that in your everyday living. Because we are a people that think so big that we don't even apply it to our own everyday living. So I don't want you to think on a broad scale. Think in your everyday life of how this diversity can become a table where everyone is welcome, everyone is seen. Everyone is heard. And we sit in that with everyone, journey with, and make space for. So as you look in meditation at the diversity and the oneness of hearing now and seeing the diversity, meditate on where God is leading you this week to uphold, to live out, to display the Spirit of the living God.